we sent a letter in your name, a formal one that doesn't preclude a handwritten one. Just in case he refers to it so that you're aware of it right after the...
Sure.
We came back, we...
I expected one at dawn.
Yeah, and I just want you to be aware of it. Incidentally, Rush has concluded the agreement. There's just one point which is up to us to be settled. And he said if anyone had told him 3 months ago that such a good agreement was possible, he would have said it was crazy. That's... We'll never get the credit for that, but that was a major achievement. Now the problem is how the surface is not that garage is
there.
How the surface is, no one knows yet, but it's done.
Yeah.
But Rush, oh, yeah. Oh, it's easy. It's just that you won't get the credit for it as you could.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'll leave you
to get the credit. Marshall Green?
No, no.
Stay well. Stay. Well, we're working on it. I think it has a lot to do with that Rush. You know the advantage of our new method and very good to see you then. Sit down here, please. Recorders for posterity. As a matter of fact, I ask you because of personal how deeply grateful why I am for the role you play in the recent events. Actually, the role of President Yahya is somewhat known, but I am aware of the fact that, you were among the fact three of us in this room. We're the only ones, except for Harry's and Haiti, we're the only ones who knew of the first message that you delivered. Seems like three generations ago, yeah. It must have been 2 months ago. You delivered it, they never brought it up to me in my, in the bedroom and read it to me. And then since that, of course, you have none other things. And I think the thing that has really been enormously impressive is that to us, I sent a formal letter to you already, but I sent a little personal note to you and borrowing those back so that you can deliver some. It's just the day of these days, you know, with all of our problems here, with the Pentagon Papers and the rest, and the governments around the world, leads and this and that. To have this, to have a subject of this vital importance to be handled with such great discretion and great judgment is very important. It makes us realize there's still a few problems in the world. And also realize that there are people who do put the, you know, the interests of future generations ahead of the immediate consequences of things. And also to have this happen at a time when your country is under rather malicious attack and some of our crisis and perhaps attack, which I know I'm sure you realize that I personally am trying as well as we possibly can to mute. But how we can get it muted, of course, is a problem. I told Farland yesterday, though, that we told him the background and to get some of the true facts out with regard to what the government is doing with the refugee problem and to attempt to get some balance into it. But the major reason, as I say, that I want to see you personally, I want to tell you personally how grateful we are. You will get credit only in history books, but I want you to know that I know where the credit belongs.
Tim, kind of being very generous, was first, I didn't really want anybody in my position would expect to do, and we knew the importance of this. It was not merely a question of merely preserving a secret, but it was a contribution to international peace and understanding, and bringing about the succession of the position of the officer. I constantly wondered and regretted, and even resented, and how difficult international relations have become. greatest power in the world, was not on speaking terms with the largest nation in the world. At every turn, in every country I have worked in, it had created a
in front of you is the decision about the UN.
Yeah.
Chinese city of China, the world, the procedure. Now, normally this question would come up, the Chinese question would come up about November. But this year, I understand it's going to be taken up end of the general debate, which is somewhere in October. Because the Albanians and others were sponsored, they want to take it up early. And the reason being, they wanted to influence the Secretary General's election, which will come up in November. Now,
we have no desire, I'm sorry, to have a delay. As a matter of fact, we question earlier with the other man. I mean, I understand that. So I hope I talk to them about it. What time they will have.
We'll work it out. They're in the process.
And now you've got that man in Ottawa.
I saw it. I reported this.
You would not be doing this with him over there. If there's anything that you can do,
yes,
you talk to that man in Ottawa. I mean, sometimes you
just
yes. But you don't want to tell something to him, but you want some.
I appreciate that. And we know too that we trust your discretion, etc.
And we did get
it. If we on the big play, if you can do it on the big play, you then you know that it's good and everything else. Let me ask you this, Mr. Master Beaver, when we bring it up here. We, of course, look at this terribly tragic situation in the subcontinent, and we, as Henry Wolf has probably told you, we want to do everything we can not to embarrass you. As a matter of fact, we're trying to hold the Indians in line as well as we can. We would like to read, of course, if you read the American press and the map of two men to lose magazines, on television, you know how they'll take an issue and blow it up, and you know how masterful the Indians are propaganda. I gather too strongly that any gestures that President Yahya can make on this thing to be used are extremely important. We're not trying to tell them what to do. I wouldn't agree with doing that. But would you not agree, Henry, that's something we can talk candidly to you about? You know the American public opinion and the rest. You also know our Senate. And no matter what I might do, they even objected to this last little shipment that was out there. It's not nothing that we went forward with it. But you can see what could be coming in the future. So we will do our best to cool it with our Indian contacts. And if you can do your best to give the best possible contribution to this. I know you thought all this before.
You were looking at it all the time.
Of course you are, yes.
But that is not reported, and I'm sure.
Yes, that really, let's just recognize the concrete. It's a public relations
question.
It's a public relations problem. Not what you do, but it's the appearance of, like when the refugee community, well, political thing, well, fine, we do this or that, you know, it's like this, it's got it, it's really not the nature of our, I find that it's quite interesting. People in the world are different. I know that my many visits to India and Pakistan, the Pakistan people that I have met are, and I like this because I'm somewhat the same way, they're direct and candid and honest. And whereas the Indians are more indirect and therefore I'm not saying dishonest, but what I mean is that they know the public relations game very, very well. And sometimes I'm just simply suggesting that you might be a little bit more indirect, you know.
Yes.
And play the public relations game all the way, because you're getting a bad rap. I mean, the Pakistan's getting a bad rap, in my opinion. But you think so, and you were there.
Oh, yes.
It's pretty disgusting. And pressing his spine, leaving his hand a little bit, I think that Indian actions are a major factor in keeping the matter from settling down.
Yes, oh, sure. The Indians are discouraging their training guerrillas. When I say they are, I understand there are reports that is the case,
and they are encouraging more refugees to come over.
That's had some of the same problems we've had, Mr. President, in getting his side of the story printed in the American press. They won't put it out.
And what's this?
And they just won't use it.
They just won't use the letters. But we've been pressing and pressing. They will need a thing out of this, and they should be on television now. They promised to do that.
Well, they should. They should have the other side.
Because
they asked for equal time.
Yes.
It's only fair. Yeah, you know,
we ought to do this in terms of the government. I think Scully did speak to a couple of Scully and say, well, if you get the bomb right there, and also it's an interesting subject. Why don't you have a bench line in the bathroom? You take the questions. You can answer the questions. I think we can do that, Mr. Chairman. From us, we're on top, I think. We'll demonstrate in working with your press people. But I think if we can help, because I think you ought to get on. Get you started to us.
We get the two reports that you saw from the media.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I'll prove it. Because India is not one discretion to the wind. She's openly instigating and sending it into the greatest training. And everybody can go and see. That's why they keep this coming out. But the main thing is that if last year, why should the U.S. be the only country
Did any other country pay
for lunch money first?
Well, did they have payments
for lunch? Yes, this is the conference. Anything that can come, because 60 million of that is on the private sector, 20 million is the public sector. Now, the East by West Bank, the West Bank is not factories, the private sector, and so on. They in the experience of shortage of commodities, we get from Europe raw materials and factories and so on. So even if it isn't 80 million, whatever is possible to put into the pipeline, on the ground that this is not a new sanction, it is really last year, 10 years, if it possible.
You talked to President Yahya Khalid when he was here. In fact, that's when we made that commitment. And 20 million of this was supposed to be for the devaluation funds, and 60 million was supposed to be a commodity credit. So that's not it.
80 commodity credit, 20 million.
80,
100. But then, unfortunately, the whole thing, it was delayed.
Thank you.